Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, Terry, sometimes really bad things happen to good dogs, eh?
Yeah, and I just saw one this morning. Actually sent me into a flippin' tither.
With good reason, because Terry already shared this basic story with me, and if you love dogs, sit down because you're not going to like this story much.
So this event happened in our stomping grounds. It happened in Chesterfield, Virginia, which is about 20 minutes from Richmond. And the scenario was a 10-year-old beagle got out of the backyard, was running around, spastic, happy little dog,
In its own
in
neighborhood.
its own neighborhood. Down the road was an animal control officer who was loading in another dog into his truck that he had
Right.
picked up that was a stray. What had happened is the dog, he says the dog attacked the other dog. Now, this is a 10-year-old beagle, and he was loading a pit bull. I'm not sure that that makes sense to me, but okay. The dog was actually under the truck, so it may have been hiding under there, not sure what.
Who knows?
Who knows? He kicked at the dog, said he couldn't separate them, so he pulled his gun, shot the beagle in the leg. The beagle went down. This a-hole put the gun to the dog's head and pulled the trigger. During this entire event, the family was standing just a few feet away, including the 13-year-old daughter who had raised this puppy. And they were trying to get on a leash when this entire event happened. When I read this, I'm still livid. I'm still sputtering about this. This is insanity.
Who shoots a beagle? That's stupid.
It
I
doesn't.
can't believe it. And in front of a child.
Well, and what if the bullet ricochets?
Right. And he already had downed the dog.
That's the thing. So maybe, and I say this just maybe you could justify the hip shot. Just if there was a real fight going on and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to argue that. But at that point, the dog was down and docile.
Yeah.
And to kill the dog in that fashion
Right. Just
was
to execute the
just
dog.
to execute the dog. That
It's
was
unconscionable.
either a person who got pleasure from it, or that was a person who was in a panic mode. And either way, they shouldn't be around people, they shouldn't be around animals, and they shouldn't be around guns.
You got that right. I'm actually astounded because I don't know what part of Chesterfield this was in. But there's a lot of suburbia right there in Chesterfield. Was this in a
It's
subdivision?
in a
Are
subdivision.
you kidding me?
No.
Oh yes, go wielding guns and shooting animals in a subdivision. That's nuts. Oh my stars. So I don't know that there's anything to be done for this, Bark Radio listeners, but we're both just really mad that this happened.
The supervisor's email address is out there, and I think we should put it up on our website so people can write a letter. Be polite. This is the supervisor. This isn't the a-hole that shot the dog.
Right.
There is an investigation currently underway
There
on
is,
this.
okay.
The individual animal control officer has only been on the job 2 years. I say only, but there was nothing posted on any previous history of doing this, so I don't know the
Right.
scenario. But it seems like excessive force to me.
And I'm actually just, I don't know why I'm surprised, but I didn't know that animal control officers carried guns with live ammunition. I would have thought they would have something else at their disposal that could stun a dog or stop a dog, but not kill the dog.
Think it varies by county.
Really?
Because some of them are actually law enforcement officers in
Okay.
animal control
Okay.
trucks.
Wow.
I mean, there's no reason, again, there's no reason that, well, first of all, I don't believe a beagle attacked
A 10-year-old beagle attacked anybody or
anybody.
anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But, tasers and whatever,
Right.
most of the animal control officers in the bigger cities carry tasers. Now, maybe
Okay.
they don't in Chesterfield because it's a smaller but growing community.
Right.
I don't know.
Man.
I'm dumbfounded. I just don't get it.
So what we will do, you guys, is we will put that email contact up on Bark Radio, and if you're of mind, write the animal control officer's boss and tell him what you think of this,
Yeah.
because we think it's an outrage. Certainly, if that was my child who had witnessed this, I would be even more outraged, because that child's never going to forget that.
No, 13-year-old girl, I'm sure she's traumatized.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's a horrible thing to do to a family and to a family dog. And they were there. It's not like they were absent from the scene.
Right. They were trying to get the dog, but it was having a happy moment because it was not in its backyard. You know right. how dogs get all crazy.
And curious and party
and
time.
And another dog's out.
Ooh,
let's
maybe
go
I can
see.
Play. Yeah. Woo-woo. Yeah.
And so an interpretation of intact versus playing, you know, again, I wasn't there.
We don't know, but we do know that we both believe it was excessive force.
Yep.
How dare people do that to dogs?
Mm. It happens far too often.
Flipping civilized.
Yeah, right under our noses.
Yeah, in our civilized society here. Yow. Okay. Yeah,
civilized
so,
is in quotes, right?
Yeah, it is totally in quotes, man. Mm. All right, so we're going to just move on from that because it's just a sad subject, and we want to talk about a little bit of happy stuff now. Terry found this really cool magazine yesterday?
No, this weekend.
This week at Barnes & Noble,
Barnes & Noble,
said?
Yeah.
And it's called Dog Sport, and we've not seen it before, but it's got really neat stuff in it. Okay, so Terry, what struck your fancy in here?
It's the variety of it, and there's one thing that was really funny that I don't think I'll do it, but it was still funny to me. It was called Doga. Which
like
is
yoga?
Like yoga.
For dogs.
For dogs. You do it with your dog. And I was picking on my wife saying that she should do that with our dogs because I think it would be funny.
Well, it would be. It would be great to video or just take stills of, yes.
So they have quite a layout on it, and it's a whole section on how to do it with the dog, and I'm sure there's classes available in some areas. I'd never seen it before or even heard of it.
I had neither. I swear to you, there are new things every day for our four-legged friends. And I'm not sure what Barking Buddha is, but, you know, y'all pick up the magazine and find out.
I think it's a training CD or DVD.
Is it? Oh, cool. I love this. Tips for safe doga. Always stretch your dog from the joint, not the mid-leg. Be mindful of you and your dog's physical limitations in any activity. Don't forget to breathe and relax your face. Remember, our dogs are keen observers and will be aware of an anxious expression and apprehensive breathing. That's a really good
thing to
remember, folks, that they are so aware of everything we're doing.
Even if your face is relaxed, remember your energy.
And I love it. Number four on tips for safe doga, keep an open mind and have fun. So we like anything that you can have fun with your dogs doing.
You're not likely to see my old butt doing that.
Nor me with my 90-pound lab. I just don't see it happening, but that's okay. It looks kind of interesting.
It does look interesting.
And there are just a ton of other things in this.
There's agility and a real wide variety of agility-type things, some extreme agility courses that aren't necessarily... It's the same types of obstacles, but they're done really fast, and they're really large and elaborate, so you're really testing endurance as well as the accuracy. There's a bunch of earth dog stuff. So for the small dogs that like the terrier breeds that do they were raised to get rabbits and weasels and whatever else underground, they have competitions where they have courses where they run this and do different pieces. It talks about some scenting stuff. So we've been playing scenting with the dogs. I say playing because we're not we don't hunt or anything, but
right.
It's good exercise for the dogs and then mental stimulation for them to do some scenting. Although the one they showed in there actually got me in trouble with Sparky. So,
tell folks about Terry. This had to do with cardboard box, I believe.
Yeah, there's several cardboard boxes and it has the packing material and you hide it in there. And that's really good, except for Sparky really likes cardboard. So not only did he eat the treat, but he decided he was going to tear up the box, and that's kind of led to him getting more in the trash than he was before. And you got to be careful what you inadvertently train as you're doing some of this stuff.
Right. It's easy to oops this kind of stuff. And one of the things I like in the magazine, there's a two-page spread, 50 ways to spend fun time with your dog this winter. And we talked a little bit about this stuff, I think, recently in one of our episodes. But, yeah. Just fun stuff to do with Poochie. Because winters can be long for them, and they do get bored. We don't know anything about that with Miss Surrey, do we, Terry?
No. No, not at all.
And I'm just going to read you guys this one. I think it sounds so fun. It sort of brings me in mind of when my kids were little. Make a tent in the dining room by putting a sheet over the table. Hide out, snuggle, have a nap, or a rousing game of hide and seek with your dogs. I mean, this is fun stuff. Just great entertainment for you and your dog. There are articles in here about splash dogs and disc dogs and all sorts of things. So I think it's a really neat magazine full of some good ideas for doing things with your dogs that you may not be doing right now.
You know, one of the things that I just recently, I guess, became aware of, I probably at some point had saw it, but is pulling. And a lot of, especially the bully breeds, mm-hmm. they do weight pulling, like tractor pulls. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen that till recently. And
I forgot it existed until you just mentioned it right now.
That looked fascinating. And they had some of the most beautiful dogs. And it wasn't just bullies, but there was a lot of bullies there pulling enormous amounts of weight.
And that is so great for big, strong breeds like the bully breeds yeah. to have that as a job.
Yeah.
Or as a contest or whatever. I think that's a wonderful thing to do with bully breed dogs.
Yeah, it was, it's the same type of sled, well, similar type of sled as what you see in the tractor pulls. And they have special harnesses so that they protect their muscles and their bones. But there was one bully on there who was ranked number 2 in the nation. And he pulled, for the television show I was watching, he pulled 4,700 pounds.
Are you kidding me?
It was amazing.
Wow.
And he says he's got... The guy that was talking has this one bully, and then he uses boxers a lot.
Really?
And he says the boxers are actually stronger, but they'll stop sooner, and the bully is more tenacious, and he won't give up.
That's really interesting. Boy, I would not have thought boxers could do that.
Yeah.
That's way,
cooler. It was a fascinating thing, and they talk about it a little bit in the magazine. That's what made me think of it again, was that that's a sport I never considered.
Yeah, if you've got a bully breed or one of those broad-chested, strong, powerful breeds, I wonder if Rotties can do that.
I didn't see any, but I would imagine. They had Huskies.
Cool.
You know, any pulling-type dog like that I would think would be, you know, pretty competitive at it. It was fascinating to watch.
Well, there's just one more article I want to mention in here because we are, you know, we kind of are aware of the whole canine cancer issue. And there's an article about finding a cure for canine cancer, and it involves the Morris Animal Foundation. Mm-hmm. And I know that Luke has some involvement with them. So there's a website, guys, www.curecaninecancer.org. You know, make yourself an informed pet owner, because if you have not been hit by canine cancer yet, if you have dogs your entire life, you probably will be. So just be aware that it's there. And like everything else, this is a situation where they were doing a walk to cure canine cancer. Get involved in things like this. We encourage you guys all the time to volunteer at something that is dog-related. It's good for you, it's good for your dogs, and it's good for your community.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, go grab this magazine, guys, Dog Sport. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, and go out and have some fun with your pooch.
Oh, please do. They want to do that with you. Anything. They don't care what.
They don't care what. They really don't.
All right. Well, that, I think, is going to do it for this episode, Terry.
Yep. Missouri says so.
Yeah, man. She just did a play bell. Out of here.
Bye.